Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the rain never ends, I was sitting at my son's flag football game in the absolute pouring rain. And because I'm a moron, I didn't bring an umbrella or anything. And so I'm just standing there in the rain watching them play flag football. I mean, the weather, it just never ends. It never ends. It has hopefully, as we start to get, you know, we're going to hit summer here. Hopefully the weather will change. I know it's getting hotter. It's supposed to be hot next week. But we need something to change for our two baseball teams, too. And, you know, the Mets right now, look, it hasn't been as ugly offensively as the Yankees' six-game losing streak. But it's a five-game losing streak. And here's the difference, too, because, look, I understand that the Tampa Bay Rays now have made the jump six. I think it was at 7.5 at one point over the Rays. I don't know if it was 7.5 is the biggest lead they had at one point, but I know they were. Oh, the Blue Jays were in second place. I think the Rays have made up six games or so in the last week and a half. I'm not saying I don't respect the Rays. I'm not overly concerned about the Rays. I'll be totally honest with you. Right now, they're playing their best baseball while the Yankees are playing their worst. They've been hot. They were down 8-0 earlier yesterday to the Baltimore Orioles and came back and scored 12 runs and won that game. They've also played a ton of home games. They have front-loaded all of these home games at George Steinbrenner Field because of the temperatures and the tendency for rain in Tampa later in the year. They are going to play a ton of road games in the second half of the season. Plus, I really don't think they're that good. And that's not to say the Yankees are far better. It's not even to say the Yankees no longer have a worry in the division. They have a worry in the division. They're only up a game and a half. But it is not the same, despite the struggles of the Atlanta Braves. It's not the same competition as the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies are a legitimately good baseball team. They had their stretch where they struggled and lost 9 of 11 or something like that. But they're a really good baseball team. They've got issues. I guess Castellanos said something to the manager and he sat him down. But they're a legitimate threat to the Mets. And while Tampa is a legitimate threat to the Yankees, and right now the way they're playing, you know, the Colorado Rockies are a legitimate threat to the New York Yankees. The division top rival for the division title is different. And you lose five games, and it's the way they've lost them. Right? They've blown a couple. The Yankees haven't got a lead for God knows, right? And that was part of the reason I thought they were going to lose the minute they gave up that home run to tie the game at two, because it was like they couldn't hold on to a lead for a second. They couldn't keep momentum for a second. And not to get on Ryan Yarbrough, who was perfectly fine in this game, for your fifth starter, I'll take that every 5 days, five and a third with two runs. That's perfect. And so not to blame him, but it just felt like, man, they can't hold the lead. This just, they're doing nothing but hitting solo home runs. No guys on the base paths, no nothing. The Mets, while they've had games like that, Father's Day, they got completely shut down against the Rays last night, completely shut down. They've also blown a couple. They had a lead the first game of the Rays series. They had a 4-1 lead in the first game of this Atlanta series. They have blown games. They have played sloppy baseball. I mean, unbelievably sloppy baseball. Every bit as bad as the New York Yankees. Like, every bit as bad. I mean, how many outs did they make on the base paths the other night? Last night, wild pitches scoring runs, catchers balked scoring runs. Like, they have just been, you know, mired in poor play as well as losing these games. It's not just the Yankees, yeah, miserable, no doubt, losing to the Angels. And sure, the Atlanta Braves, despite having a worse record than the Angels, I mean, would I tell you that the Braves are a better team? Sure. When Chris Sale's on the mound, sure. But they are where they are in the standings. They're having the season they're having. The GM has to answer questions about possibly trading Chris Sale for a reason. They've been miserable this year. And to follow up that three-game loss, that three-series loss, that three-game and that series, the sweep on Father's Day weekend to Tampa, and turn around and go to what has been a nightmare place for them, and immediately in the first game blow a three-run lead in the eighth inning, and then following it up with getting completely shut down while continuing to play sloppy baseball. Like, it's just, you know, they're so far back that I don't view it the same way I viewed the Red Sox. I really viewed the Yankees breathe life into the Red Sox. I guess it was close to 9-10 games, and now this is, what, 11 now after these two wins, but part of it's breathing life into the Atlanta Braves, but the other part of it is feeding into previous things. Like, both teams right now, honestly, right? When you take into account the bad play for the Yankees, the inability to come through with runners in scoring position and play small ball and manipulate and manufacture runs has been an issue going back many seasons, and now they're playing into that stereotype of themselves. And the Mets are playing into the narrative they can't beat the Braves. Like, every other, doesn't matter how good they are. I know they won game 161 last year, first one of the doubleheader. But outside of that, the Mets, when they come to play the Atlanta Braves, they lose. That has been the narrative for damn near 30 years. When the Mets head down to Atlanta, they lose.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.